there was a lot of chatter last year about the former Wallumbyy Public School site being sold off, and there was a concern to many residents in the area hoping that would not be the case. One person who had his eye all over this was Frank Ganino from the Wallumbyy School Community Education Trust. In fact, he is the president of that trust. Good morning, Frank. And what will the decision now to let you guys continue in that school hall, what will that mean for the community?
Oh, good morning, Mark. Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful opportunity for the community to be able to go back into the school and once again host some community events, as we've been doing that for the last 2.5 years. I think we've totaled close to 350 when we consider some of the other community groups that have joined in and held some events there as well.
Look, they add up, Frank, that's for sure. Just to give us a bit of a background, what were some of the events that that are generally held there and that were at risk of having to find a new home if the school had have been sold?
Well, the main things that we've been doing are art workshops for kids, mainly during holidays. There's been some ceramic workshops. We've had a lot of... we've had play readings that go on a regular basis there at the school. We've had history talks which cover local, colonial and nearby issues, including early settlements, surveying, and pubs in the villages. So it's been quite an interesting array of courses, events that we've held at the school. We've had some film nights, which is significant, the Putapari and the Rainmakers, Sherpa, Trouble on Everest, just to mention a few. We've had some high-profile events as well, the book launch for Iridescence, which is Paul Culligan's book. We've also had climate change, a history on that by Associate Professor Sylvia Frisia from the Newcastle University.
So you've been very, very busy, Frank. While you've been talking there, I've kind of reminiscing to when I was in high school, very early high school. We did a school excursion through Wallumbyy, you know, having a look at all the colonial history and all the background. I do remember the school being a part of that as well. So it is fantastic that it will be preserved in this way. Now that you have got the go-ahead to move forward, what are some of the services you're looking to implement moving forward on the site there?
Well, we'd like to involve the community into actually inputting some of the courses that they would like to see at the school, some workshops, and we also would invite people that would like to promote other businesses in the community so that we can offer things like workshops that may attract people to the community to stay over and obviously utilise some of the businesses that are in town. We're also very strongly focused on healthcare services. We would like to see that that is something that we could implement at the school. We've picked up our ongoing regular events again, and the main thing that is quite significant for the community is that the local preschool, which is a mobile preschool, can come back into the school. The school premises are just so adept for their needs there. It's the only one in Wallumbyy that really meets all their requirements, and they'll be starting up again in April, 26th of April.
Yes, being a school site, you would think they would be set up for it, but that is great there. Now, there's also some Easter markets there as your dog barks away in the background.
Yes.
He's excited about Easter too.
Absolutely. We have an Easter market, which is our main fundraising for all the events that we run at the school. It also provides opportunities for other community groups to hold some fundraising events at the market sales. That's held on April the 17th this year, a Monday, and we're hoping that we'll get quite a few people through and that will help us fund most of the events at the school.
Well, Frank, if I didn't say it before, so glad that you're able to continue operating in that site. I know you'll keep the community vibe moving, and I'll leave you to it. You and the dog have been very busy organising some events for the holidays.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you for the opportunity.
Not a problem.
We'd like to see people out here as much as possible to utilise the wonderful community resource that's here.
One of the real bright spots in the Hunter Valley, it is Wallumbyy, and with the school now back in the hands of the School Community Education Trust, sure they'll be moving forward with lots and lots of great community events. That's the president of that trust, Frank Ganino, joining us this morning at 2NURFM.